Jaguars obviously don't need to draft a quarterback, having settled that position a year ago when they selected Blake Bortles. But annually, quarterback is the most talked about position in the draft.
This year's quarterback class centers around just two passers. Marcus Mariota led Oregon to the national championship game during his Heisman Trophy campaign. Mariota's build and inexperience in a pro offense leave some questions where he will ultimately be drafted.
Any player will stand in front of you and tell you that they're confident in their abilities. And, you know, I'm no different. You know, I feel that, you know, what I've been able to do at the University of Oregon, what I've learned, has prepared me for this level.
Last year's Heisman Trophy winner and national champion from Florida State, Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston lost one game as a starter at Florida State. However, interceptions and off-the-field issues leave some doubts as to whether he's deserving of the number one overall pick.
I got to do everything by my actions, and it's not time to explain about what I'm going to do. But when I do get to a city and to a team, you know, I plan on getting involved in the community, you know, and create an image, a positive image, and put everything else behind me.
Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher joins me now here on Draft Position Previews. The quarterback position, you're
I good. Love talking quarterback.
But you don't get to talk about the Jaguars right. Taking a quarterback this year. Are you sad about that?
Not really, because they've got their guy, and now it's time to watch that guy develop in the offseason and in the season. So, no, I'm not sad that we're not talking quarterbacks for the Jags in the first round.
All right. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are talking quarterbacks this year instead, and Jameis Winston, by all accounts, is going to be their guy. Are you comfortable with him and all of the off the field? There have been lots of great athletes and lots of great quarterback talents, but they haven't always translated to great quarterbacks
in
the game.
Are you comfortable if you're the Bucs? You're probably not absolutely comfortable, because you're always going to worry about the stuff that was in college. But if you're looking for a guy who can be that dynamic leader and who's got all the stuff, the ability to stand in the pocket, to see it, to throw it, to lead, he's got an awful lot that you like. There's very few guys, Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, those guys who come out and you're completely comfortable and feel great about it. I don't think Jameis is quite that check-the-box guy like that, but he's got something.
All right, so where do the Jaguars address the quarterback position in this draft at all? Are they looking for a guy to develop?
Well, ideally you'd like to be. And if you get the roster to the point where you feel like you're good at every position, then at some point you do want to start drafting a sixth round, a seventh round, try to find a guy you might be able to develop, might be able to trade. Are they there yet? If a guy just stands out from the crowd down in the fifth or sixth round, maybe. I kind of expect them maybe start doing that next year as opposed to this year, but we'll see.
All right. We'll have much more draft coverage for you from now until draft day right here on Jaguars.com.